Good. Perfect.
Did you? Time.
Yeah. This is what Phil's doing. Phil's blowing the shofar, which is a symbolism of bringing in the Jewish New Year, which started on Thursday, I believe. Was it Thursday? Oh, a little bit of time. Friday, it was. Friday at sundown. And it's interesting, I was looking in the hymnal this morning because I knew there was something in here. And this was written by Charles Wesley, John Wesley's brother. And it's in number 379. It says, "Blow ye the trumpet, blow. Blowing ye the trumpet, blow the glad solemn sound. Let all the nations know to earth remotest bound. The year of Jubilee has come. The year of Jubilee has come." And there's like six verses to this, and I just find it interesting that Wesley and some of the other ones recognized our Judeo-Christian heritage. I just wanted to share something with you about what we're doing today and why we want to recognize our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Feast of Trumpets, which Phil blew the shofar, marks the beginning of a 10-day consecration period that represents repentance before God. It's one of the seven Jewish feasts or festivals appointed by the Lord and one of three feasts that occur in the autumn. The Feast of Trumpets began on the first day at the new moon of the seventh month, and its name comes from the command to blow the trumpets. Comes out of Leviticus 23 and Numbers 29. It's also called Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. This is in the Jewish traditions, this is when they have a different calendar than our calendar that we use. And it's the calendar that they follow. Some think it's more accurate than ours, but who knows. But Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year, because it marks the beginning of the Jewish civil calendar. During this celebration, no kind of work can be performed, but burnt offerings and a sin offering is brought to the Lord. The Feast of the Trumpets, along with the six other feasts of the Lord, foreshadows the aspect of the ministry of Jesus Christ. The prophets linked the blowing of the trumpets to the future day of judgment. Blow the tremble, for the Lord is coming and is close at hand. That's in Joel chapter 2 and Zephaniah. Because we've been looking at an overview of the book of Revelation. Most people think that the return of the Lord will consecrate or be a part of in the blowing of the seventh trumpet, which we'll be looking at next week on the seventh trumpet. Up to this point, we looked at the six trumpets in the book of Revelation. But in the New Testament, we see the Lord's second coming will be accompanied by the sound of the trumpet. Phil, blow the trumpet. Look, see, he's on his way, right? Now, Betty told me this morning, I said, "Oh, Phil's got his shofar." She said, "Yeah, when he blows it, it sounds like the ram's in trouble or the ram's hurting." But this is a very significant part of our Judeo-Christian heritage. Brother Phil? I just got holy bumps all over me. That was wonderful. That was as good as any Messianic rabbi that I heard blow the shofar. We go to the Messianic congregation in Thomasville sometimes, and that poor old boy, he makes a noise, but that was good. So each of the judgments in Revelation 8 and 9 that we already looked at is also signaled by the trumpet, just as the shofar called the Jewish nation to turn their attention to the Lord and ready themselves for the Day of Atonement. And the trump of God will call us to heaven and give the world a warning of judgment. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Phil, very much.